Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings everyone, in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. My name is Lakita Long, and I am the founder and visionary for Wake Global Outreach Ministries, which is a marketplace ministry. And I have been encouraged to do 5 prayer calls and informational calls before the end of the year, and this is the first of 5. What I wanted to do was thank you so much for taking the time out to even listen to this broadcast, but I believe that the call was spirit-led by God as a way to unify our thoughts, heart, and mind prior to the end of this year and to adequately set us up for the years to come. It is important for you and I to take full stock of our lives and to boldly yet strategically declare God's purpose for his word and to do our life's assignment intentionally with deliberation. There are, if you're not aware of this, there are 7 major mountains of influence that the world, the culture, operates from. They are, 1, business, 2, government, 3, media, 4, arts and education, 5, arts and entertainment, 5 is education, 6, the family, and 7, religion. Each one of these mountains contain a certain level of influence around the globe. And if we are going to advance those who believe they've been called to do a specific thing in the earth, if we are going to do anything of significance in this earth, in the kingdom of God, and in any spheres that are connected to it, if we're going to build a life that reflects God, we must be a part of those 7 spheres of influence. I'm hoping that by the power of God's word that you would be stirred in your spirit to become more expeditiously aware and urgent as it pertains towards the things of God. We see all of the changing climate that has already taken place. It wasn't just the election. It's been a myriad amount of things that have taken place over the last 5-10 years that have become much more indicative of the fact that you and I must become very much aware of the 7 spheres of influence. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That was 1 Peter 5:8. Oftentimes, we never allow ourselves to be what we need to be because we're not so much acquainted with all that is out in the world system. Yes, we know about our jobs. We understand about our vocations. We even understand about some of the desires that we have. But for many people, we have not gotten to a place where sobriety has hit our minds and spirits long enough for us to actually move and maneuver the way that we can in a powerful, powerful way. One of the things that I'm hoping that you, as well as many others around the globe, would begin to understand is that we were not put here on this earth just to be here on this earth. Everything in this earth, everything in our lives has intentionality attached to it as well as purpose. What we have to do is find what the purpose is and then execute in that manner. It is not always easy. It's much more easier said than done. But I wanted to just give us a caveat, a basis, a platform, a beginning, if you will, about how we are going to become a part of the 7 mountains of influence in this culture as well as in the world at large. Every single person in all of the world is going to be impacted, affected by those 7 spheres. Whether or not we believe it or not, it is true. And I want you, as I am very much encouraged, to really, really look at where you are and then decide what it is you really need to do in order to become much more effective in the world that you live in. Our legacy, yours and mine, is going to be contingent upon our ability to define what our purpose is and then to do it. It is no longer okay for us to sit back and mimic and or complain about what is not going right or what could be better. But what we are going to have to do is take the courage to raise up and move forward in a strategic, planned out way so that life becomes a much more enjoyable place and time only through the operation of being a part of and impacting the world at large. As we begin to just look a little bit deeper and think about it, I want you to consider and even ask the question, if you will, those seven spheres of influence: business, government, media, arts and entertainment, education, the family, religion. Out of those seven, which one of those do you have the greatest influence in? What is it that you are doing that actually expands that particular area? What are you doing as in terms of assignment that actually creates a thing of change, hope, or empowerment? Are you bringing light to people's life by being a part of one of those seven spheres of influence? What's the thing that's driving you? Is it religion? Is it the family? Is it education? Every last one of us are in a space, in a place in our life where we can be influential, but we must be deliberate and we must have intentionality attached to it. Some of the, there are many, many different things that hinder our ability to be able to have the sphere of influence that we want, desire, or really just need. And some of those things are as simple as just a lack of discipline, commitment, and or understanding regarding responsibility. When we lack discipline, we lack the effort and the energy that's needed to do it because we simply are not consistent enough to see the results of something that we've been working on. Discipline is key. It creates a momentum. It also creates an energy that allows you to be fruitful and productive in everything that you and I need to do. With discipline comes the wonderful attribute of commitment. And commitment requires a level of focus, being laser focused, so to the point that you see nothing to your right, nothing to your left. The only thing you see is what's in front, which is the outcome of the plan that you desire to see happen. Commitment gives us a basis for fortifying who we say that we want to be and how we say we're going to do it. When we are committed to a thing and we've applied the level of discipline attached to it, then what we do is the rigorous activity that is occurring will absolutely reap the fruit of the outcome we desire, because if you put effort into something, you will get the result of that thing. Responsibility. Now, responsibility creates an opportunity for each of us to respond to something that is right in front of us. When we respond to something that's in front of us, we take stock and notice of what's happening and how it can be better. When I respond to my children, for example, I take the responsibility of being their mother. So when they have a need, I respond according to that need, and I take full responsibility of the outcome of what that need is by simply doing what it is I need to do or respond to. The same is true for our vocations, our careers, our life's assignment, and the very thing that we have been called to do. We must take full responsibility of our life as we know it, and to the best of our knowledge, and respond to the things that we must according to how we plan out to be and how to live. We're going to move into prayer in just a moment because I want to really fortify the things that have been said and spoken. But I want to encourage you that we have a responsibility in this earth, no matter who is in office as the President of the United States. We respect the office and we respect the person. We pray for the country. We pray for the people in the country that God would heal the nation, that God would begin to heal the process of where people have felt very, very let down. So as we go into prayer, I pray that your mind and your heart will be so encouraged and so focused to move forward where you are to where it is that you desire to be. So, God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. God, we honor you just because you are Lord and Savior. And for many people, they don't even know who you are. And for some, they could care less. So we pray and we pray and we pray and we believe on their behalf that whatsoever things we ask according to your will and according to your word, God, you do indeed hear us, and you have proven time and time again that you are faithful to your word. So we come, God, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you through prayer, through information, through things that would allow us to grow and become better, better as people, better as a nation. And so for that alone, God, we thank you for being such a gracious and kind God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless the people that listen to this broadcast, and we're asking that you would bless them indeed, cause their minds and their hearts and their eyes to be fixated on you, that their heart might be fully, fully involved in the things of God. I ask that you would move, minister, and show us how we are to move about in the earth realm, in the earth that we are currently living in and on. And I ask that heaven's design, heaven's will for our lives will collide with that, with the earth. I give you great glory and honor, because even right now you are so worthy to be praised, and everything else becomes an additional part outside of you being the full part of our lives. May your grace and your comfort be upon our heart. May the Spirit of the living God rest, rule, and abide even right now, as it will be forevermore. God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. We give you all the glory, all the praise. It all belongs to you. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run therein, and they are safe. So, Lord, we thank you for safety today. You're protecting us. You're watching over us. And even right now, you are keeping the entire United States of America and the world at large. So for that, God, we thank you and praise you once again for an opportunity to bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We brought our week prayer and word, inspired word call. On the call, we have five calls that we will do, that it will be a live broadcast here on the Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for joining us. We have very important information to share with you prior to going into the new year that we think will help to set you up for years to come. Be blessed and be encouraged. I'm your host, Rakita Long. God bless you tremendously, and talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.